Welcome back to Between the Bar Lines. I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Barry. Today, we are headed to the Opera House in the 18th century, a time when the world of opera was exploding with new forms, stories, and sounds. This was the golden age of the opera types that we are about to talk about: the opera seria, the rise of comic opera, and the beginning of Singspiel and other national operatic styles. At the start of the 18th century, opera was still heavily influenced by the grandeur and structure of the Baroque. Operas were often written for royal courts, full of noble characters, lofty myths, and virtuosic arias that showcased the talents of castrati and star singers. But as the Enlightenment ideas spread, which, if we remember, favored reason, human emotion, and naturalism, audiences began to crave something different. They wanted characters they could relate to, stories that were grounded in real life, and music that matched all of that drama. Thus, we had an explosion of new operatic genres. First, let's talk about opera seria, or serious opera. This was the dominant genre of the early 18th century Italian opera. Think we have gods, kings, heroes, and a whole bunch of moral dilemmas. Features of opera seria include subjects drawn from ancient history or mythology, noble characters with high moral ideals, structures of three acts per opera, a heavy use of the da capo arias, or the ABA form that we learned about last season, where singers could ornament the repeated section, and little to no ensemble singing. Key composers of opera seria were George Friedrich Handel. We think of Giulio Cesare for this, Johann Adolf Hasse, Niccolò Giommelli, and later Gluck, who would challenge the entire genre's conventions. We are going to talk more about him in the next episode. Opera seria was elegant and stylized, but as time went on, critics and audiences began to complain that it had become too formulaic and artificial. That's where another opera style called opera buffa, or comic opera, comes in. This was started in Naples and was flourishing by the mid-18th century. Opera buffa brought humor, everyday characters, and social satire onto the stage. Servants outwitted masters, lovers plotted in disguise, and nobody too high-born was getting played. Features of opera buffa include light, fast-paced plots, ordinary or lower-class characters, spoken dialogue, and this was in earlier versions, use of ensembles, patter songs, and huge finales, as well as real emotion mixed with comedy. A very famous example of comic opera is Pere Galassi's one-act opera, La Serva Padrona, from 1733. This was a short, witty, actually intermezzo that helped spark the comic opera craze that came with Mozart, when he basically perfected the genre with shows that we know like The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and Così fan tutte. Opera buffa became a vehicle not just for laughs, but also for these people to critique social things that were happening. They were poking fun at the aristocracy and really just showcasing the cleverness of the common folk. Meanwhile, in the German-speaking world, a hybrid form of opera was emerging, and this is called the Singspiel. It literally means sing play, so it's a mix of spoken dialogue and song, similar to modern musical theater. It often featured folk-like melodies and fantastical or comic plots. Some features of a Singspiel include spoken German dialogue between musical numbers, songs, arias, ensembles, and choruses. there were scenes that often involved magic or travel or a mistaken identity. And because of this, all of these features made this type of opera more accessible to a broader audience. Really good examples of this are Mozart's Die Entführung aus dem Serail, or also Die Zauberflöte, so the abduction from Seraglio, and the Magic Flute. Singspiel reflected the growing desire for national opera tradition to be distinct from Italian dominance, which was the groundwork for everything that kind of came before that. And because of the Singspiel, this was laying the groundwork for everything that came after that, for those later Germanic opera giants like Wagner and Strauss, even. Opera was also evolving in France, where opera comique emerged, combining spoken dialogue with music. This was very much like the Singspiel. And in England, the ballad opera gained popularity, best known through John Gay's The Beggar's Opera, which was a satirical work using popular tunes to mock Italian opera and politics. Opera was becoming regional and responsive and more closely tied to the tastes, languages, and values of everyday people in these countries. It wasn't just based on the courtly elites that were residing there. By the late 1700s, opera had become a more versatile, expressive, and democratic art form. Whether the opera was an opera seria, or we had the cheeky banter of the opera comic opera, 18th century opera gave a voice to a wide spectrum of human experiences. It's really remarkable what all of this opera did for the coming years. You can really trace opera buffa's wit into Rossini, and Singspiel's magic into the sounds of Wagner, and opera seria's dignity into the romantic operas of Bellini and Donizetti. In our next episode, as I said a little bit earlier in this episode, we will be talking about Gluck as a composer and a reformer of the opera as we know it. Join me next time on Between the Bar Lines.